This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on January 16, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. In the United States, much of the political discourse recently has been focused on immigration and migration. There are about 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country. There are also about 700,000 young people who are facing deportation because their parents brought them to the U.S. as children. They know no other country. To fight the growing right-wing attack on immigrants, the American labor movement is highlighting the valuable role immigrants play in the social and economic fabric of the country. One of the ways the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the country, is fighting back is to focus on the stories immigrants tell about their lives before and after they immigrated to the U.S. Teferi Gabre is the executive vice president of the AFL-CIO. Mr. Gabre escaped from Ethiopia as a young man and ended up as one of the top leaders of the American labor movement.
If you go to the open market in Ethiopia, people are being hanged. And you don't know when they were going to come for you. You look like anarchists and they will pull you out. They'll shoot you and leave. That's why when I was 14, I decided that life in Ethiopia was not sustainable, and I joined with my friends, and we walked to the Sudanese desert for 93 days. We were stopped by a bunch of people with guns. They robbed us. We had no choice but keep on moving. Then when we get to the Sudanese border, we were told that the Sudanese government was no longer taking Ethiopian refugees. And that was really devastating. You know, we were just spent and we just had to rest. And at this time, I'm just really questioning life. Like, do I have to live? What's the point of even living? When I was laying down under a tree, and all I can feel is just my body sinking down because I was laying down in a quicksand. And I really, frankly, didn't want to get up because I just said my prayers and, you know, this is it. What happens is, once you go through those kind of things and you get to the United States, you're living your second or third life. And that's why it is very, very, very important that we have to stand up and fight for that American value of welcoming the brave and welcoming those who want to be free, no matter if you're a Muslim, a Mexican, African, Ethiopian, doesn't matter what. In America, we solve our problems by working together. We solve our problems by exercising our democracy. We solve our problems by doing our fight at the ballot box. All of us have a claim to this place. And we should not allow anybody to claim a more Americanness than you, me, or anybody else, because this is my home. This is my country. And I'm never, ever, ever gonna cede that to anybody else. I'm Teferi Gabre, and I'm a proud American.
One of the most powerful tools global unions have as they try to win better wages and working conditions for the employees of multinationals is global framework agreements. These agreements do not replace local bargaining. Instead, they commit the company to respect general principles such as the right to join a union. Until just recently, two global unions thought they had a global framework agreement ready to be signed by Lafarge Holcim, a huge cement company which employs some 90,000 workers around the world. Matthias Hardwick is head of Industrial's Mechanical Engineering and Material Industries Department.
We met today in order to discuss how to continue after Lafarge Holcim really shown their real face and step back from their word, and they're breaking their word, and they have signed a memorandum of understanding, and just a few days before the date where they were supposed to sign a global framework agreement, they stepped back. And I think this is so important today that we stand together and that the global solidarity in the cement sector altogether, but especially in Lafarge Holcim, will be a crucial and important sign for the trade union movement.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.